8 years ago, Boone County had nearly 4,000 employees working for the coal industry. This area hadn't seen that many coal mining jobs since the 1980s. Today, there are 600 mining jobs. Mines like this one in Van, West Virginia have closed down. This mine was shuttered in 2013, around the time when the coal industry began to take a sharp downturn. About a mile away, former coal miner Eleuthero Flores, or Al, as his friends call him, lives in a well-kept, one-story home. Flores says he feels abandoned by politicians and coal company CEOs.
We made them millions and millions and millions of dollars. The people working in the coal mines, people getting crippled. I've seen some of my friends get killed. And they're making money.
Flores is now retired, but he worked as a coal miner in West Virginia for over three decades. His main concern now is for his health insurance and pension.
We kept the lights on for this country. Now they want to turn our lights out. Put us in a pasture and let us die.
Flores' home in Boone County has been for sale since last summer. But like many homeowners in southern West Virginia, he says he doesn't see much hope in finding anyone willing to buy. Flores is originally from Mexico, but he moved from Chicago to Boone County in 1972 to work in the coal mines.
It was a great county to live in. There jobs everywhere. There was plenty of coal jobs and other jobs was around here.
After living in West Virginia for 44 years, he says he wants out. Others want to stay, like 37-year-old Lola Klein from Mingo County. She worked in the coal industry for about 5 years.
Three of those 5 years were great, I guess. That was when it was booming. And the last 2 years, it just went downhill, kept going downhill. And then till you couldn't find a job.
A few months ago, Klein got a job in a retraining program called Refresh Appalachia, a project of the Coalfield Development Corporation. Klein and four other laid-off miners are farming on top of an old strip mine in Mingo County, raising chickens, pigs, and goats. As part of the program, Klein is also getting her associate's degree in applied science from Southern West Virginia Community and Technical College. But the program doesn't pay nearly as much as she earned before, nearly $60,000 a year, plus overtime. That's when she was working for mining companies reclaiming strip mines. Now she earns about $24,000. But as a single mom with four girls, she's struggling to pay the bills.
It's very, very tough. I could use two jobs, but right now I'm trying. If 2.5 years I'll have my degree and maybe I can go to work and get a better job. That's my outlook on it right now.
She hopes that more coal jobs will return to Southern West Virginia, but she's not too hopeful that it will ever be as well-paying as it once was.
There's rumors that they're starting to hire more. I just don't know if we have the coal left. You know, those mountains have been mined lots.
To the question you hear asked, around here a lot, and that is, will mining return, to what it was?
That's Chris Hamilton. He's been working for the West Virginia Coal Association for three decades. In that time, he's seen a gradual decline in coal jobs. But the loss has been even more dramatic since 2012, with West Virginia losing about half of its coal mining jobs.
Words can't describe what some of our mining families are experiencing and going through.
Since 2012, the state went from having 23,000 mining jobs to 11,000. Most of these losses have been in southern West Virginia. John Deskins is the director of the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at West Virginia University. He's been studying the decline in the region where...
And there are very few other industries, so a lot of people are looking for work, not very many other industries hiring. It's leading to a real... It's leading to a Great Depression-like economic environment in these southern coal fields in West Virginia.
Deskin says there are three main reasons coal has been declining in West Virginia in the last 3 years.
The first is the natural gas boom. And natural gas is an alternative. It's a competitor fuel to coal. So if natural gas prices are going down, then that hurts coal.
The second reason, says Deskins, is that the global demand for coal has decreased in recent years, as the global economy, especially in China, has slowed. But that may be improving.
We think export demand is actually going to improve in coming years. We think that's going to happen with Trump. We thought that would have happened with Hillary.
The third major factor affecting coal is the regulatory climate. President Trump has vowed to kill the Clean Power Plan, which would require coal-fired power plants to reduce carbon emissions. That might help coal, but Deskin says it won't bring back most of the lost jobs.
You know, first and foremost, the Clean Power Plan is likely off the table with the Trump presidency. But, you know, the Clean Power Plan wasn't in effect anyway. It was slated to begin in the early 2020s. So the elimination of the Clean Power Plan will definitely eliminate further downward pressure on coal demand. But it's going to eliminate further pressure. It's not going to bring coal back.
Back at the West Virginia Coal Association office in Charleston, Chris Hamilton says he believes Trump will do more for the coal industry than Clinton would have. But like Deskins, he doesn't see a lot of coal jobs coming back, at least not to the levels the state has seen in the past.
With respect to mining, it probably is too optimistic to say we're going to return. How can we, you know, regain the prominence we once had?
You can't go back
can't
to
go
what
back.
It was.
Cannot go back.
John Deskins agrees that the coal industry won't return to what it once was. He believes the best long-term solution for Southern West Virginia is if new industries and businesses open up in these areas.
Best case scenario would be for entrepreneurs to experiment and really find what specific industries, what specific niches really work to replace the loss in coal in our southern coal fields.
Deskin says it will take some time for entrepreneurs to find what works for these communities. In the meantime, he says legislators can help by providing more education and by fighting the opioid epidemic to make the workforce more employable. Getting a college education is a far-off dream for many kids from the coal fields. At the Mingo County Refresh Appalachia farm, Lola Klein is getting paid for her work on the farm and the time she spends in college classes. After she and her coworkers feed the animals, they'll head down the mountain to their classroom in Williamson.
It's an opportunity that we haven't had because we had to work all the time. You know, when you work on a strip job, you work 80 hours plus a week. You know, you work 10, 14, 16 hours a day. So now, I mean, we're working for a degree that we can put something in. It don't have to be coal mining, you know. There's something else out there for us.
After she gets her degree, Klein says she wants to continue farming and maybe even go into business selling food or helping turn strip mines into farmland. For the legislature today, I'm Roxy Todd.